Hello.
Hi, it's Jasmine returning your missed call, sir. How can I assist you today?
You calling me from where?
This is the home care agency, sir. Your number's listed on my call ID. Just got back from lunch. Returning calls. Did you need help?
I requested some home health care.
Okay. What county do you reside in?
I live in the city. I got bad bed sores. I went to the doctor the other day.
Oh, no. You in St. Louis City?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Jeffrey Perry. P-E-R-R-Y.
Perry, what's your date of birth, sir?
9-7-57.
And did anyone assist you already? Did they put in a request to send you the help you need or no?
My doctor should have.
Okay. So let's get you some help, okay? So what's your address, sir?
5096 Claxton. C-L-A-X-T-O-N.
And is that Avenue Road, Boulevard Street?
Avenue.
And St. Louis, Missouri. And let me get your zip code, sir.
63121.
Okay. And now all I need is your Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN. Or for your Missouri Medicaid. Take your time. Grab something to write with what you added, okay? Because we're going to get you the help you need right away. Give me 1 second, sir.
All right.
Sorry for the hold.
Yeah, did you get this number? Can you get the number from my doctors?
No, I can't. I don't have authority to do that. It's the DCN. Do you have your Missouri Medicaid ID number in front of you or no?
I can't see. It's so small.
I know. They're so I don't know why they do that. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. They write those numbers like if you're not supposed to look. No. What are they?
I guess this is it.
Do you have anyone in the home right now that can help you read it off to me?
No.
And you said your birthday's September 7th, correct? 1957?
Yes.
So that's 9757. Nice numbers.
I can't read this.
What's your social? Read. What's your social, honey?
496-604044.
All right. Now I just need you to write down some information so we could call the state and let them know that you are in desperate need of home care services. Let them know that you have bed sores. And were you recently released from the hospital?
Yes.
When?
About a week ago.
Okay, let them know you was recently released from the hospital. Your bed sores are getting worse. You don't have anyone to assist you, so they could put this on high priority. All right? Tell them that you cannot read the numbers off of your Medicaid ID, but you have your full social. That way that they can find you. All right?
All right.
Now, I just need you to write down my information so that you can give it to the state so that I can send you the help you need. Okay?
All right. Okay. Who do I need to call?
No. I'm gonna give you the information. I'm gonna do a three-way call.
Okay.
So we could all, yeah. We're all not right, doing this
ahead.
All by yourself.
Go ahead.
So the name of the agency that's gonna assist you onto services is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's D-E-L-U-X-E.
All right.
The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508.
All right.
And you want the C program. That's where you could assign any friend, family, trusted loved one. If you don't have anyone, Deluxe Home Care will staff you.
All right. What's that called? C program.
CDS, Consumer Direct Support.
All right.
If they ask you if you need an agency or you've picked out an agency or you have a provider, you're going to say yes. You're going to give them that information, Deluxe Home Care. My name is Jasmine and my phone number, okay?
All right.
I'm going to teach you. I'm going to prep you for the call, okay, to the state. So good afternoon. My name is Jeffrey Perry. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I am in need of the CDS program. That's it. You wait. Wait for them to find you in the system. Tell them that you don't have your Medicaid ID number. The letters are too small. The numbers, you can't see them, but you have your full social. Once they have you pulled up, they're going to ask you again, what do you need help with? And you tell them again, you need the CDS program. They're going to ask you a series of questions. They're going to ask you your date of birth, your marital status, your living arrangements, your address, update, all that stuff, a good phone number. Once you have all of that, they're going to go into your personal care. They're going to ask you for your disabilities, Jeffrey. Disabilities are things you've been medically, clinically diagnosed with. So you're going to let them know, you know, you just got out the hospital. You're going to let them know that you have really painful bed sores. You don't have any help at home. And then, you know, once you give them your disabilities, they're going to ask you, what do you need help in the house with? Everything. From prepping your meals to assisting you cleaning to assisting you, you know, in and out the shower because, you know, you're afraid of tripping and falling. Anything personal care scores the highest, okay? They're going to ask you if there's any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, dangerous weapons in or outside of the home. You answer no to all of that, all right? They're going to ask you if you need a visiting nurse to come out and check your vitals once a week. That's completely up to you. If you need or feel you need the service, if you don't need it right now, then you just say not at this time. Later on, if anything changes, you know, with your health, we could always add it on later on in your care plan, okay?
All right, are you going to be on the phone with me?
I'm going to be on the phone, but I'm not allowed to jump in, rescue you, or speak on your behalf. That's why I'm prepping you for the call, and I'm giving you all the information you need.
All right.
All right? So they're going to ask you if you have a provider or agency picked out. You're going to say yes, and you just give them my information, all right? This all request right. is going to average anywhere between 5 to 10 business days. Hopefully, they'll call you sooner because you just got out the hospital. And they're going to do what's called an in-home assessment. At that time, they're going to tell you how many hours and days you've been approved for. You've never had home care in the past, correct?
No, I haven't.
So this is your first time applying, all right?
Yes.
Okay. Please hold while I get you a state specialist on the line, Jeffrey. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. Please hold.
It will be answered, Jeffrey, in the order that it was received. We appreciate
Hello?
Your time.
You just got to wait for a representative to get on the line, okay? Just hold.
All right.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Lisa. Are you calling for yourself or somebody else today?
Calling for myself.
Medicaid number or
DCN? What do you need?
Your Medicaid number or DCN?
Well, I don't have it. I can't read it. It's too small for me to read.
All right, no problem. Do you know your full Social Security number?
Yeah. 496-604044.
Your name?
Jeffrey Perry, P-E-R-R-Y.
And is it what is the telephone number you're calling from in case we get disconnected?
312-217-4070.
All right, great. Thank you. Give me one moment. And what were you looking to do today, Jeffrey?
Do some in-home health care for my bed sores. I just got out of the hospital. I got severe stage 4 bed sores.
I'm sorry to hear that. So you're trying to get some in-home care to assist with that, maybe some other things, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Jeffrey, did you recently just apply for Medicaid?
I have Medicare, I think.
Okay. So the Medicaid number you gave me is just not showing up in our system, and it looks like you recently have an open app or still an application process from previously. So you don't have active Medicaid. It doesn't look like that's showing in my system. So you would need to contact
I think I have Medicare.
Mm-hmm. So for all of our services, So you need to have Medicaid to get any of our services. That's Medicaid, not Medicare. It goes through social services. And I can give you the about to them to inquire about your Medicaid status or applying for Medicaid if you like.
You saying I don't qualify?
So you need to have Medicaid through social services to get any of our services for it to be billed and covered. So you would need to first apply through Medicaid, through social services, to get any services through us. And because that way we can see what kind of coverage you have, because not all Medicaids qualify, but you have to first apply through them to see what kind of coverage you can get and then call back once you get approved for Medicaid.
All right, my doctor should have did all this. Should have contacted you already.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they called, we wouldn't be able to talk to them because we need it's protected health information, so we would need to talk to you to get verification. But if they did submit a referral, it would get denied because you don't have Medicaid. So you'll need to have somebody assist you with either calling Medicaid or going online to put an application in first before we can see if you qualify for services.
All right.
Do you want Medicaid's number or the website to go on to apply?
No, I should have it.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yep, so just give them a call, see what your Medicaid status is, and if you need to put in an application or update anything. Once they approve you, then you can give us a call back. Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, Jeffrey, okay? Take care.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, Jeffrey, did you understand what she said?
Yeah.
So basically, they can't do the pre-screen because you have to have Medicaid. So you said that there's an open application through Medicaid. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So once you get approved for Medicaid, they're also going to put in the request for home care services. So keep my information readily available because we're going to follow up with you and get you the help you need at home, okay? So the agency that's going to help you find an aide and hire someone of your choice is called Deluxe Home Care, okay, Jeffrey? I want you to call your doctor and ask them, or the social worker from the hospital, the one that's assisting you with the application, How soon are you going to get onto services? Did you want the Medicaid number so you can call directly?
No, I haven't.
All right, call them now because the phone lines are not that busy. See what's going on with your Medicaid, okay?
All right.
And then keep my information readily available, right, sir?
All right.
All right, Mr. Perry, it's been a pleasure assisting you. You call me if you need me, okay?
All right,
thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.